Celeb Savant is a career retrospective type interview focusing on singers, actors, and industry experts. Join Barrett Edelstein now as he dives into the entertainment world.
Spanish DJ Sammy is one of the most iconic DJs and producers worldwide. He has sold more than 20 million records and has been the recipient of countless awards. His worldwide breakthrough arrived in 2001 with Heaven. The track sold more than 2 million records across Europe and Australia and landed at number 2 in the United States and number 1 in the UK in 2002. Follow-up track, The Boys of Summer, rocketed up to number 2 in the British charts. In addition to the incredible chart positions, TV appearances, and worldwide awards, DJ Sammy was also recognized for his DJ excellence after charting in the internationally renowned DJ Mag Top 100 rankings in 2005 at 92 and in 2006 at number 61. Appearances at the world's biggest festivals and also countless club nights around the world helped Sammy to discover his distinctive sound. Residences in the world-famous BCM Planet Dance Magaluf, ES Paradis Ibiza, and Privilege in Ibiza followed. His radio show My Club Room was voted most popular radio show by DJ Mag Spain. Following on from his success, he has founded his own label, My Club Room Recordings. I had recently seen DJ Sammy at the 100% Retro Music Festival in Pretoria, South Africa in 2025, and soon thereafter decided I wanted to interview him. So up next on Celeb Savant, we've got DJ Sammy.
Where in the world are you and how are you doing?
I'm fantastic. It could not be better. Always good, my friend.
And where are you currently?
I am in Spain. I am in an island called Palma de Mallorca, close to Ibiza. It's a sister island of Ibiza, very close.
And that's where you were born and grew up, correct?
Yes, I'm from there, yes.
Okay, lovely. Why? I know, obviously, Sammy's your name, but what was the thing that you thought, okay, I want this to be my stage name compared to creating a new name?
It's very simple. When before I was playing in the clubs and they were starting to do some promotions on flyers. They said, what do you want as a DJ name? And then I said, put my own name. So one day they did the flyer, they put DJ Sammy, and I said, okay, I'm in. And it started there because a friend who does flyers in clubs, in promo, about the events, and he put DJ Sammy, and he said, would you look for another artist name? And I said, no, I prefer to have my own name. So
now, at what age, whether you were a child or teenager, did you think, okay, I want to go this route, be a DJ, creating, producing? And how did that journey progress?
Let me tell you this. At a very early age, I was in a disco bar cleaning glasses and playing records on the DJ booth, because in the same bar, it's a drink bar, yeah? So it was like cleaning glasses, and next to it, that was a little DJ booth. Yeah. You put music and you leave it on. So I start playing in that turntables when people start to dance. And then the owner liked it. He said, hey, you're playing really good. So you're going to be cleaning glasses and then take 2 hours for to play. And I was combining these both things. But still, my father is a musician. My sister is a teacher, piano teacher. And so I grew up surrounded by music. And I always had knowledge as a musician as well, not only as a DJ. I just wanted to deal a little bit with electronic. When it started electronic music, I wanted to deal with it. And so I bought a little Atari 1024 and a little sampler from my savings. And in my bedroom, I start to play around. So I was better at that time, better than now.
<I'm> sure. But now, okay, so you had this Atari and you were having the DJ experience at the bar. How did that transition to becoming DJ Sammy, as we know?
You know what? You believe in destiny, right? And you believe in passion, right? So those things combined, they can be gorgeous. First, you have to know I am a child of a family of five members, kids. And they all have been very good in school. I'm the only one who have been a rubbish guy. So, because I was always interested in art.
Yes.
And somehow, it is maybe ugly to say, which is, I'm good at school, but I was better in art. I felt that my world is music. So, in my room, I always have been, it was a piano in my home, and in the same time, I was very, let's say, curious. I have a curiosity about how is to make this music. So one thing is to be a musician, one thing is to play an instrument,
yeah.
Another thing is to do music. One thing is being a DJ playing music, and the other thing is creating this music while a DJ could play. So I was very curious of this process. I was crazy for to start to build a beat, to create a sound. And so, very funny, I start to do this in my bedroom and then take this music, and I was playing it in the club where I was playing as a resident DJ, very young. And so I have seen that the music I was doing, it was not worse than the music I was playing with that was famous, like hits. But I had a problem then I needed to do how to work with vocals. Yeah?
Yeah.
So I took one dancer who was dancing in the club, a young girl, and I told her, I want to teach you to sing. Let's do every afternoon a session of 4 or 5 hours, and I want to take your vocals and I want to play with them. So she started recording for me just sentences talking, which is, from that sentence, it came one song called Living on the Fantasy. Artist name is Any Questions. It was big hit in Europe. I've done it. And then there is some record companies that were coming, you know, Ibiza and Mallorca, a lot of musicians and artists coming over here. So they were coming to my club and they heard my music. And then one of those record companies came to the DJ booth and asked me, which was the name of this song? And I said to him, there is no name. Still, I didn't give the name. It's my song. And then he said to me, wow, very talented guy. Let's meet.
I love the story. Now, you've been in the industry for a couple of decades. What keeps motivating you to get up on stage, perform and create?
Crowd. Because in life, to be grateful is one of the biggest values you can have. And so DJ Sammy sold millions of records, millions of streams, hundreds of millions of all, thanks to those crowds. So I cannot give my back to them. I thank every single person in the whole entire world who have been buying my music, consuming my music, and liking my music. To be honest, I could stop tomorrow. But the point is, I would not feel good to give my back to people which they have been listening to music and they want to see you, and you've got to go to visit them all around the world to say thank you and to give everything a stage. Apart from me, to be in stage is another chocolate in my mouth. I enjoy to share happiness.
Yes.
And you know, I just don't like negativity. I don't like toxic things. So to be on stage with the crowd, it calls we party together. And so all this meaning, it's a meaning of a party is happiness. And when there is happiness and peaceful things, I'm in.
Being a DJ specifically, it's about understanding and reading the crowd's energy. So is this something that has always come to you naturally, or it's something you've had to work on?
Energy, it comes naturally because it goes with your personality. When you're on stage putting a smile in your face and just being surrounded by a crowd which understand music like you, even doesn't understand music like you, just want to have fun with you. So if you're ready to have fun, is, you know what? I'm going to give you really maybe a rude example. This is, I can take it to the sexual part. When you have a chemistry with someone in bed, your own woman or your own girlfriend, These things, it's not because you are really a good sexual guy, just because you have a good chemistry with that person. It's like merging one thing with the other. And then when you're in the crowd, you feel an energy. And when you're playing music, you see, wow, we are one, wanting the same deal, is having a good time.
I love me a CD. I still budget for my CDs every month. For me, it's a thank you to you guys for all the hard work that you put in your creation. It's an energy exchange.
Thank you.
I love the journey of the choice, the unpacking, the listening from song one to whatever number. I'm not sure if you're aware, you may be, that vinyls are a massive comeback. CDs are a massive comeback. In fact, in the UK, last year, there's a basket of goods in the UK that they gauge for exchange purposes, and there need to be a certain number of exchanges for tax. And because of the upsurge of CDs again, that product is back in the basket. And the research is showing that it's the younger kids, the teenagers that are diving into this world, not necessarily the older nostalgic people. But then we also have the streaming platforms that people listen to music on. What are your observations of the landscape at the moment?
I'm afraid to tell you that this is just maybe a little trend, but I am absolutely sure that we are not going to come back to vinyl. I am very sure that the technology is taking us somewhere else. That's really so huge wave. This is impossible to go against it. Maybe a miracle can happen, and I believe in miracles, but you cannot fight against technology. Mm. Look, today we're talking, you and me, in Zooming, we're looking at each other, and a few years ago, that thing was impossible.
Yes.
And maybe in a few years, we even don't need to talk like this. We just put a finger in our ears, and then we see each other.
That's a bit scary.
Don't be surprised.
Yes.
Don't be surprised. This can be happening because we also have been surprised a couple of decades before to say that it's impossible to see someone on the phone. Today, our cell phone become our biggest treasure. Sadly, our communication is getting colder and colder and colder with text messages. Better than calling is everything doing a life. I call it fast food life. This is where we are going to. So when we go, this is where the road is going. Then if you tell me it will be some other little streets will take you to vinyl, to another technology which is shared by a little amount of crowd, I will believe in it. But majority of life is getting all with the highest high-tech technology, which is all going over, let's say, cell phone. And then maybe next time cell phone will be smaller. I just give you an example. Many years ago, I bought a desk, cost me £1 million, is the NIF, yeah? Which is one of the biggest desks in the world. It's analog and digital at the same time. But today, for to do music, you don't need all that. You just a little computer and you're done. And you can make music with a little computer, which
yes.
I'm absolutely against it, but still, I cannot be against technology. So the studio, by being with a lot of machines, a lot of stuff, it becomes small like this. So everything in one little computer. And this is, I think, where the world is going, which is, if you ask me, do you like it? I'll tell you, no, definitely no. You miss it? Yes. But the kids of today, which they are 16, 15, 14, they don't know something else. And those people are the future, and they're creating our future. We created our past. We work in the future, but those guys are leading the future. So these guys are all in high-tech technology. I don't think vinyl will come back. Hope I'm wrong.
So you reference about the mixing desk and everything now on a computer, and you're saying you don't really like it. Do you feel that it takes some of the personality out of the music?
But come on, man. Personality in this world is nearly gone. All the time, our communication is getting tighter, faster, and nonsense. And there is no face-to-face, and there is no lovely debate between us like we're talking now.
Yeah.
Everything should be done fast. I see my woman using the phone, and she's writing messages like this. And there's a second thing. I hear her listening to audios from the WhatsApp, the audios.
Yes.
She make them doubled by three fast.
Yes.
So, and then you hear someone talking.
Yes.
And then she understands exactly. So she is shorting everything because she doesn't have the time and the patience to listen to it properly.
I love the way you describe it. It's so funny.
It is true.
It's true. It's just funny to hear it that way. Are you creating any new music? What's happening?
I do. I'm doing really very good music, my man. Really, yeah. I'm doing actually great music. Mm. I just a few months ago, I did 3-4 very good songs. One called Better Days. It's beautiful one. One called Airdrop Feeling. It's very, but I'm doing it in my own label. It doesn't arrive to a big mass because it's not made by majors.
Yes.
And I tell you something else. Do you know how many songs they bring out on Spotify every week?
Oh, yes, I do. Yes. Lots.
1 million.
Yes.
Every week. Everyone does music. It is good or bad or middle. It's uploaded and it's free to listen. This become a little bit a kind of you're one of the 100 million. And then if you are with a major, releasing songs with majors, they put a lot of vitamin on it, a lot of money to make it happen, to come closer. So each time I think music, it becomes less personal and it has less feeling. Because you take a song from this 1 million release a week, and if you take two of them, you put a lot of money on them, maybe it will arrive to more crowds. So share it more, using a lot of social media, let's say TikTok, Instagram, the songs they use in the reels, they are fast. You listen 10 seconds of it and it grabs you or no, but yeah. This is all our promotions, followed by visions. If you do a song, I think the majority of the crowd will never listen to one song more than 1 minute long. And I tell you why. It's a shame because a song is a journey and you don't enjoy your journey. It's like when you're eating a midday food and you eat it all in once and you just,
yeah.
It's in Spanish, tragar. ¿Cómo se dice tragar? Swallow it straight away without masticar, without chewing.
Yeah.
Chewing. So this is the same in music. I go in the car with my daughter and you play music and after she's with the phone playing in the music and 30 seconds, she's changing songs.
Yes, that drives me mad.
I mean, listen, it happened to me just 5 minutes ago with my woman. I sent her a mail because we're flying to Madrid to watch football. I send her an email in her phone, my phone next to her phone. And then she take the phone and she was like, it didn't arrive. She was crazy. And I tell her, take time. It will come 30 seconds. What I mean, she cannot expect waiting 5 seconds. She needs it now.
The attention span and the patience is not as it used to be. Absolutely.
No, and I am against this.
Yeah.
I am a person who likes to enjoy everything in life.
Absolutely.
Then next thing I'm going to say to my women is, how you text messages, how you listen to your audios, let's make love in the same way. She will tell me no.
That's funny. Sammy, do you have any new songs coming out now? You mentioned the few that came out.
Listen, I have one coming out called Blow My Mind, which
yes.
is a very great song.
Yes.
I will finish it this week. I have 3 songs where I'm going to email you once they are done and you're going to be the first one to have them.
Oh, lovely. Thank you. I'd appreciate that. I love this game. I know if I had to ask you this question in 5 minutes, 10 minutes, I know your answer will be different every time. I understand that. I'm not saying favorite. I'm saying top of mind. If you had to push play to 5 songs by other artists once
yeah.
you finish this conversation, if you can't think of specific songs, just 5 artists, who would those 5 artists be? And what would those songs be if you can think of them?
Coldplay, Fix You from The Science, Queen, any song of Queen, absolutely one of DJ Sammy's songs.
Yes.
Heaven, Candlelight Mix. Definitely, I would like to go through back time to listen one of Frank Sinatra's songs. It inspired me very much. And then I go through Barry White, which I love him.
Yeah.
And then definitely I will put one of James Brown or Aretha Franklin.
Now, Sammy, when you're creating music, your creative process,
yeah,
what motivates it? What invigorates it? Do you do by yourself or collaborate with others? Let's unpack the way you create a song.
Creating songs is a state of mind. Yeah. Depends the moment, where and how. I don't plan it. It's things that come in your head. When you're creative, the word creative, it means creative. It comes from. It's like you're not planning for it. Somehow, sometimes I use the piano. I have it here for some accords and it comes songs in my head. I used to work very alone, which is I used to spend 18 hours in a studio all alone, and I don't want no one next to me. I just like to be by myself creating in my own world, and especially late in the night,
okay,
which is when everyone sleeps, I think Sam is waking up to create. This is one of my way of doing it. Sometimes I work with some singers, artists. I call her and I say, listen, I have this playback. I have this in mind. Let me know what comes on you. Sometimes I work with other friends, producer, musician. I tell him, listen, I have this idea. Let's do it together. So depends the mood. I am in it. It comes the way how I work with.
Sammy, the podcast is listened to throughout the world. As a final message to the audience, what would you like to say?
I just would tell everyone life is too fast. Yeah. Already life is too fast. Don't live it faster. So just enjoy every minute and second of the day and try to be as peaceful as possible. I would say to everyone, it's better human to be united as not to be united, and simply be a good person. And if you can help other lives, it's always good to help. And if you be positive, it's better. Just don't be toxic, because already the world is really surrounded by toxical things, by ugly news, by a lot of negativity. Mm. And so if you can avoid negativity, your life would be much more nicer.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Celeb Savant. Please follow Barrett on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook at Celeb Savant. That's CelebSavant.